This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Top U.S. Congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy and U.S. President Joe Biden have reached a tentative deal to raise the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. This after a months-long stalemate. Speaking to reporters, McCarthy says it's a deal that's worthy of the American people, but it's still not final.
I expect to finish the writing of the bill, checking with the White House and speaking to the president again tomorrow afternoon, and then posting the text of it tomorrow, and then be voting on it on Wednesday. But thank you for your time, and I think this is very worthy of the American public.
After a sleepless night due to Russian drone attacks, residents of the Ukrainian capital marked Kyiv Day, the birthday of the 1541-year-old city. VOA's Miroslava Gonzaga has this report from Kyiv.
On the night of May 28, Kyiv became the target of an unprecedented two-wave air attack unleashed by Russia. The attack came on Kyiv Day, celebrated on the last Sunday of May every year to mark the city's founding 1,541 years ago. Typically, this day is filled with street fairs, live concerts, special museum exhibitions, and sporting events. The Ukrainian military, equipped with improved Western-supplied air defense systems, successfully intercepted and destroyed at least 40 drones. However, falling debris claimed the life of 41-year-old man and injured 35-year-old woman, according to the city mayor. Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Kyiv, Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine on Saturday both claimed to have launched more attacks on each other in multiple locations, with Russia saying it has intercepted the Ukrainian missiles and Ukraine stating the frontline combat remained fierce. This comes one day after Republican Senator Lindsey Graham met with President Zelensky. This is VOA News. The United States and Saudi Arabia are calling on warring sides in Sudan to extend a ceasefire due to expire Monday. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
A joint statement early Sunday noted that the current ceasefire was imperfect, referring to repeated bouts of fighting since the ceasefire went into effect. The current truce will expire at 9:45 p.m. local time Monday. The statement asked for Sudan's military government, as well as the rival paramilitary rapid support forces, to continue negotiations. Residents reported sporadic clashes Saturday in Khartoum's adjoining city, where the army's aircraft were seen flying over the city. The ongoing fighting broke out in mid-April between the military and the powerful RSF. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Somalia will start electing its president and other officials by direct vote next year, the government announced on Sunday, ending a system of indirect voting in the Horn of Africa country that has endured three decades of conflict and clan battles. Amid widespread insecurity caused by an Islamist insurgency and weak state structures, in recent years lawmakers voted for the president, while clan heads and elders elected lawmakers in both the federal government and regional states. The people of Turkey voted on Sunday in an election runoff that may extend President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's rule into a third decade or see a transfer of power to his rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. VOA's Dorian Jones reports.
Critics accuse Erdogan of undermining democracy, locking up critics, and centralizing power. Challenger Kılıçdaroğlu is pledging to return Turkey to a parliamentary democracy and releasing prominent political prisoners. But Erdogan is playing a nationalist card, accusing his challenger of being soft on terrorism and insisting that the country needs strong leadership to stand up to Turkey's Western allies and navigate the dangerous challenges posed by a neighborhood that includes Syria and Ukraine. Kılıçdaroğlu has remained competitive with his pivot toward hardline nationalist policies, including calling for the return of millions of Syrian refugees. Moreover, with Erdogan voters turning out in larger numbers and Kılıçdaroğlu's in their respective strongholds in the first round, increasing the voter turnout of his base is now seen as Kılıçdaroğlu's best chance of winning. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Tens of thousands braved rain and wind in Belgrade on Saturday to attend an anti-government protest over two mass shootings that killed 18 people, blaming the deaths on a culture of violence that critics say authorities have allowed to permeate society. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.